All right. Good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Samaches. Today, we are doing page Reish Lamed Dalid Amud Beis, and we are up to Si'if Gimel. So we'll be finishing up Siman Shin Samaches. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kamu Hushir Ha'eruv B'tchila. So how big does an eruv need to be? How much food do you need in the eruv when you first establish an eruv, when you start the eruv? So Bizman Shem Shmona Asra Pachos. If there are 18 or fewer people involved in the eruv, Shiro Kigrogeris the Kalecha, then it's one Grogeres for each person in the Erevim, Heim Yosef Mishman Asar. But if there are more than 18 people, Afiluim Elef Yosef, even if it's 1,000 or more people, Shirum is on Shtei Sudos. The maximum that you're ever going to, the maximum that will ever be the minimum Shir of an Erev is a Mazon Shtei Sudos, is the amount of food that it takes to have two meals. Shem Shman Asar Grogaros, which is the equivalent of 18 Grogaros. Shem Shish Kabetzim, which is the size of 6 eggs. Vieshom Shem Kishmana Beitzim, and others say that it's a size of 8 eggs. It says the Mishnah Berurah Yod Vim Him Yosef Vechule Ratzalom to Shir Shmonas or Grogeres Hu Shira Yosef Gadol. 18 Grogeres is the largest minimum Shir of an Erev you'll ever have. Shu Shir Shtei Sudos, because that's the size of 2 Sudos. Shira Zeh Dayafilu Elef. And if you have that, then it's good for even 1,000 people. And 1,000 is Lavdafka 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, however many people we have in the 5 towns Erev is more than 1,000. Umashikas of Shiru Shtei Sudos Ratzalom Shiro Gam. Gamkein Shtei Sudos. When we say that the Shir is Shtei Sudos, it means that the Shir is also Shtei Sudos. Shem Kishisha Beitzim, Hainu Bikli Pasan. When we say it's the size of 6 Beitzim, it's 6 Beitzim with their Klipa. V'yeshom Shem Kishmona Beitzim. L'chadchila Nachol Ninokein. L'chadchila, we try to make sure that it's a Shir of 8 Beitzim. U'b'diavad Dai B'shisha Beitzim. But b'diavad, we're so mich on the Shita that it's 6 Beitzim. In the Dirshu of Yeri, he quotes of Chaim Noah that Shir Beitza Bikli Pasa, what that is, and he goes through all of the cheshbonos and what the Chazanish would hold. Chazanish obviously had much larger shiurim than Reb Chaim Noah did. I think they say that Reb Chaim Noah once sent a letter to the Chazanish where he said, I know that you're the Gadol Adar, but you know, shiurim is my thing. I spent like my whole life studying shiurim, so I think I'm the Marad Asra on shiurim. And the Chazanish said, it doesn't work that way. The one who's a greater Baki in Kala Torah Kula has a greater understanding and a feel for every element of Torah. Okay, Siftalin, Nismait, Mishiro, if some of the eruv was went missing or got eaten, achas shenichlas Shabbos rishon v'nishtayir ba afilu kol shehu, after the first Shabbos that you're relying on that eruv has begun, as long as any part of it is left, even less than the proper shear, kosher af l'shar Shabbosos, you can continue to rely on that eruv even for future Shabbosos. Siv katan yud gimel mishiro grogeres l'kalechad, meaning if you now have less than a grogeres for each member, o shtei sudos l'merubin, or if you have a 1,000 person community, there's pachos mishtei sudos now, but it went down from the shir achar shenichnas, after you first started relying on it that first Shabbos. Dealing this might kodem shkidah shel avalom, kodem shkidah shel avayom, havali kitchilas eruv, because if it would have gone down from the shir before Shabbos even started, then that's considered the beginning of when the eruv started. Af shekvari nichol l'shem eruv, even though you had already designated it for an eruv, k'del b'resh simin kasher d'lo tzricha shir el b'tchila. The idea that you need a shear is only initially. And that's true both of Eruv Chatzeres and Shituvim Mavuos. That you only need the shear initially, but when it goes down from that shear and you've already been using it, you may continue to use it. Now, for that first Shabbos, even if the entire Eruv was eaten, you'd be allowed to continue to rely on it. The Chiddush over here is that for future Shabbosos, you can rely on it, even though it's pachos mikashir. Even shay erev kaim ben hashmashos, since the erev was around ben hashmashos, so for that first Shabbos, it's going to be fine. Vayin Magen Avram shakas of dedina dinishtayer kasher urak bezman hashas. Magen Avram says this din of having some of it left over, pachos mikashir left over, is and that it's kasher. That's bezman hashas. Shayos erev chaserus shetuvim avos kolach b'fnei atzmo, where everyone made their own erev chaserus and shetuvim avos. Mashenken l'didon dinagin alasos shetuv erev biyachad. meaning where not where everyone made their own, but where an Eruv Chatzeros and a Shetufei Mavuos were made separately. That each Chatzer made their Eruv Chatzeros, and the Chatzeros then joined together for a Shetufei Mavuos. But for we who make just one big Shetuf, Okum Vorbisim Shin Pei Zayin, Pasal Shabashniya Main Boshir Eruv, then you're not allowed to rely on it for future Shabbosos if what you have is less than a Shir Eruv. Bir Alach says that there are those that disagree. We should try lechachila to make sure before each Shabbos starts that we have a shir eruv, that we have that the box of matzahs is still full. Shabbosos we have to kaim lo b'simchin samachav sivav she'in marvin beprusa haynuk shayse prusa b'shashi nichol l'shem eruv. Even though we said before that it's even makiv b'diavad that you're not allowed to make an eruv with a prusa with a broken piece, that's only initially. But when half of the loaf got eaten, you're allowed to rely on the rest of the loaf. However, there are those that are machmir that if it broke into a prusa before Ben Hashmashos, since you have the possibility and the ability to go and bring a kikar shalem, that one ought do so. If the bread of the eruv became moldy and became inedible, it's the same thing as it getting eaten up, where it's gone, and therefore you need to make a new eruv. Says Rama, v'lechein nagu lasos he'eruv chalas matzah she'enem meheres l'zapesh. And that's why the universal minig is that we use matzahs, because matzahs don't easily get moldy. V'odi yicholim l'shama b'meh pesach, v'yicholim l'shmar eruv kol hashana. And it has the additional advantages that you don't have to throw it out for Pesach. You could say it's kosher l'pesach, so you keep it around for Pesach, and you could use it all year. V'zeh tov yosem milarev kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, and that's much better than having to make a new Erev every Shabbos, because this way you don't have to worry that you're going to forget to make the Erev because you're relying on the same Erev throughout the year. But if you want to make an Erev every Erev Shabbos and eat the Erev each Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. I mean, if someone decides that they're eating the Erev that Shabbos, okay, so then you'll need a new Erev the next Shabbos. The same is true if it gets wormy. When it's totally moldy, it becomes inedible. If you only notice that it became moldy, but it's in the middle of Shabbos already, and you don't know when Shabbos started, was this bread moldy and therefore an invalid Eruv? Or when Shabbos started, was the bread edible and therefore a yes valid Eruv? We could be makil. You could assume that it was Roy Lechol during Ben Hashmashos. Could be Simchin Sadi Dalid. Tov Yoser, and that's the Rama had said that it's better to rely on one Erev the whole year than to make a new Erev every Erev Shabbos. V'achronim kosv Yoser Tov Lariv Kol Erev Shabbos. V'achronim say it's better to make a new Erev every Erev Shabbos. Ki Rov Pami Matzah Shal Erev Miskalkelas Mishapeshes Me Orech Hazman. Because even Matzah gets bad over time. The Gam Matzah Lipol Bo Toloyim and gets wormy. Me Orech Hazman. And becomes not Roy Lachil, very Kamosh Kosal Gamri. I know nowadays that the boxes of matzahs, they're in plastic, they're vacuum packed in plastic, so I can't imagine it gets wormy or moldy or anything. Varotzalasos al tzada yoser tov, the one who wants to be really super machmir, Ya'ariv Mishalob kol Erev Shabbos, he should make his own Erev every Erev Shabbos, Vizakelu kolakal al yedei acher, and he will be mezake it to the entire community through somebody else. And then there won't be a chashash if the Eruv in Shul gets ruined. So he'll make his own Eruv every Erev Shabbos, be mezakeh to everybody else, and then in case the community Eruv is no good, they have your Eruv to rely on. But when you make your own Eruv, don't say a bracha on it, because there's still, in all likelihood, a kashra Eruv in the Beis HaKnesses, and the brachos are not ma'akev, so in case the Eruv in the Beis HaKnesses doesn't work, the one you're making will work even without a bracha. V'lech le'erev kol Shabbos. If a person wants to eat the erev every Shabbos, they're allowed to do so. Mishum dol v'sav b'mitzvah chadi, sav b'mitzvah achrita. Why would you want to dafki eat the erev every Shabbos? So he says, because once you're doing one mitzvah with it, i.e. making an erev, you might as well do another mitzvah with it, namely, su'udos Shabbos. So maybe that's a maila to dafki eat the erev every Shabbos. So what we learned today is that the shear of an erev is a grogris for each person, but no more than mazon shtei sudos, which is 18 grogros, which is the equivalent of either 6 or 8 kibetzim, and we try to be machmir l'chadchila for 8 kibetzim. Then we said that if the eruv becomes smaller, meaning it becomes less than the shear, so if it's before the first Shabbos started, you got to fill it in. If it's in the middle of the first Shabbos, even if it gets totally eaten, you're allowed to rely on it for the remainder of that Shabbos. And if you want to rely on it for future Shabbosos, as long as any part of it is remaining, you're allowed to rely on it for future Shabbosos. The Mishaburu quoted Magen Avraham that nowadays that we make a shituf and an eruv all together, you're not allowed to rely on it for future Shabbosos if it doesn't have a shear. So we try to fill in the shear every erev Shabbos. And then we learned that if the eruv gets spoiled or ruined, it's the same as it disappearing, and you should make a new one. And that's why we use matzahs, because matzahs don't easily get spoiled or ruined, and plus you could use them over Pesach, and you could leave it for the whole year, and after all, isn't it better to have an Erev that you can rely on the whole year? Although there are Achronim that say that no, it's better to make a new Erev every Erev Shabbos, because after all, matzahs might get spoiled, but Mishabura said, if you're going to make an Erev every Erev Shabbos, then don't say a bracha on it, because the Erev in the shul probably still works. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Shin Samach Tes. Everyone have a wonderful evening.